We are back here on the morning shift and going straight to the WadeFord.com hotline. That is where we find former GM of the New York Mets and Baltimore Orioles and now analyst of MLB Network and MLB Network Radio on Sirius XM, Jim Duquette, joining us this morning. How's it going, Jim?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, good. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, appreciate you guys having me on.
Jim, I'm going to start right off the bat. You know, we've seen AA, Alex Anthopoulos here in Atlanta, seem to have this knack for finding these reclamation projects, right? I mean, Josh Donaldson early, Chris Sale, Ronaldo Lopez's starting career as a starter. I mean, he even kind of did it with the outfield where he retooled it in 21. How is he so good at finding these guys, and then how are they so good at just knowing what they need to get them back to that form?
No, I mean, you could throw Jared Kelenic in there, right? Reclamation. Yeah. I mean, he's had an excellent season. I can't even believe it. Rosario's back. He doesn't hit anywhere else but with the Braves. Like, come on. What is going on here? You know, so, listen, Alex is one of the best general managers in the game. You know, he doesn't get a lot of attention because he's a really humble guy. He gives credit to so many other people rather than taking it himself. I think he's also one of those guys that realizes if you do well and you win, there's going to be enough credit, you know, for everybody. And so, you know, that part of it is good. I think it also, you know, listen, organizationally, they're set up really well. I've been on the Mets and been in the Mets front offices all those years. I mean, the Braves always have done this. I know they went through a little stretch there where they weren't, but I mean, it's like every year they seem to find the right players. They really focus on makeup, which a lot of teams don't put as much attention on. Makeup matters. And you see it with Braves teams almost all the time. And that's what you have to – I really appreciate from afar is, you know, they get talented players, but they have the right mix in the clubhouse. And I think all of that kind of plays into why the Braves are so consistently good year after year.
Jim, along those lines, what do you think they need to address? What position should they address for the trade deadline?
Yeah, Tiffany, I think with them – more than anything, it's offense, right? And outfield more than anything else, too. I mean, listen, I think, you know, when Michael Harris comes back, I don't know his timetable, but that will obviously help a ton, you know, and hopefully get him back on track. But, you know, I'd like to see Duvall be more into like a, you know, the fourth outfield role where he can play multiple, positions, kind of move around in the outfield, give a guy a day off or two, match him up against lefties and righties. And he's been good, don't get me wrong, but just giving some more depth out there would be number one. I know their bullpen's been really good here lately. I think they've given up like two runs over the last 2 weeks or so. So, but as we saw in 21, you know, they rode out those four relievers all the way to the World Series. And I think if they found one more reliever, impactful guy, I don't think you got to do much more than that. I know the offense hasn't been perfect, but like they're showing signs of picking it up this month, you know, especially with Riley swinging it well. And hopefully Olson will get going. So I don't know. This has a vibe, guys, of 2021. I don't know if you guys feel that way too, but it does from afar.
I'm Jim, hoping. Your answers were excellent, but you don't know what you've done here because Bo's sitting here patting himself on the back. He's like, was
Bo,
Jim
you're
listening
right, Bo,
to
I'm
me?
With you.
No, don't ever say
you
those words.
You just became my favorite guest, Jim. You're my favorite guest.
I'm,
you know what?
I'm
Dylan,
leaving.
Once a week, we got to have Jim on.
Yeah, right. All of a sudden, I'll be on once a week. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you talked about the deadline, and look, I enjoy the Moneyball movie. It's fun to watch. It's entertaining.
Yep.
But I don't for the life of me believe that that's the way the trade deadline. I don't think Brad Pitt starts having his secretary call. As a guy that's went through that, what is that like? I mean, how early do you start these discussions on players and availability and price and all of that?
Yeah, by the way, Moneyball, great movie, totally unrealistic. I mean, the A's team, yeah, they had three really good starters and a shortstop, I think, was MVP that year. And they don't even get mentioned, barely mentioned in the movie. Anyway, all right, so the trade deadline for me is one of those. I mean, it's why you enjoy the job as much because the the adrenaline, the days go by fast. The adrenaline rush is there. It's a grind. Don't get me wrong, but and more so, I think, over the last few years, a general manager can make a huge impact, more of an impact on the team than I think ever, just by bringing in guys to that clubhouse. And, it's changed a little bit over the last couple of years because you can't make any real, the waiver claims that we used to do in August. You can't do those anymore. You can pick up guys that have been released, but that's generally, players that have been struggling. So the impact is now, and it starts – I mean, it really starts at the beginning of June, the phone calls, but because of the way the wild card is structured and the number of teams that were in it, there hasn't been a lot of separation for postseason, buyers and sellers until recently. So, I think we've saw a trade last night with the Mets and a relief pitcher. We saw one last week with a starting pitcher with the Brewers getting Aaron Civale from the Rays. Rays have made two moves. So it's starting to percolate. It's still not going to really get active until after, I think, the All-Star break next Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah, I've always been curious about that. And it's funny that you said that, Moneyball. I actually was on yesterday, and I was tuning in, and I see Tejada, and I'm like, oh, yeah, you forget he's on that team. And then Brad Pitt walks by like, hey, Timmy, throw this more. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure he was telling Tim Hudson. You mentioned Riley's heating up, and he is – I think he's got like nine home runs since the middle of June, Jim. And you mentioned Matt Olson. I remember sitting here last year, around this time, we were talking about the Braves and how good they were offensively. And I remember saying, you go through the lineup, and everyone's having a career year, seemingly. And right. Now it's not that case, other than Kelnick and Ozuna. Is this kind of realistically what this offense is more of, or are they just been figured out a little bit on how to pitch this lineup? I'm just searching for answers when people ask me, Jim.
No. Listen, it's a really good question because you go through these ups and downs as a hitter in the sport. We've seen it a lot, and Kelnick is a great example. He didn't really take off until he got to Atlanta, but I generally, guys with these type of track records, even if that, they'll go through, they might go through a first half that is a struggle, but they figure it out eventually. Very rarely do you see, really good players have a full season of a decline, like significantly worse than their career averages. And that's why it's like, you got to pick a certain time of the year. Like you picked with Riley. For me, he went back, and rest in peace, Mike Brumley. He went back and worked with Mike Brumley recently, his old hitting coach. And I think he got him on track, before Mike passed away tragically. And Riley, I think you picked that date from there to the end of the season. I'm guessing his numbers are going to be very close to what he was last year, for as good a season as he had, And so we kind of, because of the length of the season, there's a lot of valleys as hitters, and really the mental part of the game matters as much, trying to get yourself out of those valleys as quickly as possible, or maybe not make them as deep, right? And so I think that's where we are with Riley. In particular, I'm not so sure. Olson's always had a lot of swing and miss in his game anyway, but I think Olson's power is starting to come too. So, Albies has had a good couple, like at least the last week. So is Duvall. So, as long as you get three, and Ozuna's carried him, as you guys know. So I think if you have three or four, carrying them, and usually they're different, you can kind of get through a season with a guy or two that have below average seasons.
Jim, great insight. We appreciate you joining us. And hopefully
all right, you got it.
Our new favorite guest, Jim.
We'll talk to you later, Bo. See you guys.
Bye. Bye.